9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Whether you're reimagining your backyard or transforming a few acres into a field of dreams, let Prairieland Partners show you how easy and affordable it is to own a John Deere. Go to PrairielandPartners.com. Click on the PLP Builder to build, price, and buy a compact utility tractor, mower, gator, or skid steer. Get started today at PrairielandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Becky Nirenberg. Becky's the Executive Director of the Emporia Community Foundation. Becky, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. It's a beautiful day out here on the prairie, Ron, a gorgeous sunrise, and so I'm just doing great.
Puts you in the mood here for match day, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It does. It's like another new day is all starting all over again.
And speaking of match day, we're really launching the process here, are we not, for the different groups and organizations that want to be involved?
Yes, we are. We have a match day committee. It's chaired by Ruth Wheeler. And they've been meeting. They've met after match day last fall. They've met this past week and made their recommendations to the board of directors, who met last Friday, and we are ready to announce the 9th annual Emporia Area Match Day.
That is exciting. So the application process, and Becky, will begin when?
Applications are available this morning. They should be on our website, emporiacf.org, and they can be found, I believe, on our Facebook page. I haven't been on either one yet this morning. And if somebody needs one, they can come to our office then.
Becky, is there any specific changes here for the groups and organizations as far as the application process is concerned this year versus past years?
Yes, there is. There's two changes that we've made. First of all, we've looked at, it's for small organizations and the smaller organizations, but the smaller organizations keep getting bigger. So we've raised the limit for the operating budget from $150,000 up to $175,000 this year. Another change is last year we announced it, but this year they will have to have a fund with the Emporia Community Foundation. It doesn't have to be endowed. It can be a non-endowed fund. And so they will have to have a fund with us. Many of the other community foundations that do Match Day, they've always required it, and some even take the Match Day money and put into their fund, and we don't do that. We just say we want you to have a fund with us so you can learn the advantages of working together for the betterment of the community, and they have to have the fund. Also, it's not a change, but one of the requirements is that if it's a nonprofit, there cannot be an individual who owns the property if a nonprofit has property.
So what does creating the fund entail with the Emporia Community Foundation? What kind of a process is it, Becky?
Takes about 10, 15 minutes. They come into my office. We discuss a designated agreement, a designated fund, which means that any of the money that goes into the fund is designated for that organization. And they just complete the, they tell me who the officers are. They tell me what their purpose is, which usually is for the support of that organization and its mission. And then we take it to our board of directors for approval. And we ask that some money be put in. Some organizations put in $100. I've had other organizations that have walked in with $10,000. One walked in with $15,000. But we ask that some money be put in, and we can start a fund with as little as $100.
Becky, a couple of things as far as the upcoming, you know, really schedule leading into match day is concerned. First off, when is the list going to be finalized here for the match day participants? And then second, let's talk about match day itself as far as when that's going to be and what's going to be taking place for match day 2022.
Right. We have applications available right now. The deadline for the applications will be Friday, March 25th. So they've got a little over a month to get their applications in. And then the organization or the committee is going to be meeting after that. They will make their decision and we always send an application out to the organizations so we can get information from them and their confirmation that they will participate. And we will be making the announcement of who the organizations are the week of May 2nd. Then actual match day takes place November 14th this fall.
All right, so are you looking at a specific number of groups this year, Becky, that will be able to participate?
The committee had a good discussion on that. And in the past, we've had a set number. 25 is usually the set number. And what we decided this year was we're going to look at the applications that come in. And if we have 20 good applications, that's what we're going to go with. If we have 35 and we feel we can meet that, then we'll go with that. By going online, we can go ahead and increase the number and just put another page on our website. So we don't know right now how many groups we'll have this year.
Becky, you mentioned here the online component here. Is there going to be an in-person component like we've seen the last couple of years at the Community Foundation office as well, or how could possibly in-person work out this year?
What we'll do is we'll have the announcement out in public of who the groups are, but it has worked so well the past 2 years to go ahead and have it at our office. The board voted to go ahead and have it at our office again this year. It just makes it so much easier, especially on staff, and we don't have to tear computers down and take them out and set them out up. We really appreciate the mall and all that it's done to help us with that, but we are also limited to the number of groups we could have out there, and we aren't when we have it in the office. So we're going to have it in the office again this year, and we will have the announcement of the checks then likely back out at the mall.
Well, it's exciting. Match day is back. Back once again. Year number, what do you say, 9, Becky?
This is the 9th year.
Yeah.
It's over $1.9 million has been given out during the past 8 years to 39 organizations in match day. And it really makes a difference for quite a few of the groups. And it's really interesting to see their different fundraising techniques that they have.
Yeah, that has really grown, and it's been exciting to watch and that whole process expand over the years. And what a success Match Day has been. It certainly has made a huge difference for a lot of groups and organizations, communities, and all that are involved. So the application process for Match Day 22 is on today. Hop on the Emporia Community Foundation website or their Facebook page. Get the applications taken care of. Becky, thanks for your time this morning. Always appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate everything KVOE does for the Emporia Community Foundation.
Have a great day, Becky.
Thanks, Becky.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Becky Nirenberg, Executive Director of the Emporia Community Foundation. Match Day application. Game on.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker slots this week, you can't because they're full. But we do have a couple of slots available next week. And just as a heads up, we do have scatter dates taken all the way through March right now. So give us a call, 620-342-1400, if you'd like to be on the schedule next week. Or if you want to, just shoot us an email to kvue@kvue.com. One of the big activities in early March is St. David's Day. We'll get a preview of that during our newsmaker segment tomorrow.
And our newsmaker this morning, Chuck, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. KVOE Live and Local 727, 43 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
My name is Mike Argerbright. I have supported testing for COVID-19 in our schools and athletic events during the pandemic to protect our children and families. If your children already got vaccinated or have recovered from COVID-19, it is still important they get tested whenever they have symptoms. Please help us maintain and protect in-person instruction and students participating in activities and athletics by wearing your mask when you are in close proximity of others, getting tested, and vaccinated.
For more information, find them on Facebook at Healthier Lyon County.
Looking for an industry that offers a fixed schedule? Then look no further than Hostess Brands of Emporia. They also offer competitive pay along with a comprehensive benefit package. Hostess is taking walk-in applicants Monday through Friday, 10 to 2, and offering on-the-spot positions. If you're interested, stop by 1525 Industrial and apply within. You can also email ahines@hostessbrands.com or call 620-340-9235. Pay ranges vary from $18.25 to $43 an hour. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
KVOE Live and Local 728, 43 degrees. TV 13 meteorologist Doug Myers in with the weather. Brought to you this morning by Haig Pharmacy, where the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th.
From Channel 13, I'm meteorologist Doug Myers with your forecast. Heading into this Monday, it's going to be the warmest day that we'll have for the rest of the month, so get outside to enjoy it as temperatures top out around 71. South winds will gust near 25 miles per hour. A cold front pushes through late this afternoon into this evening that may bring an opportunity for some rain, even a thunderstorm during the evening hours, and then perhaps some freezing drizzle after midnight. Won't amount to much, though, if we do get any freezing drizzle, but it doesn't take much to create slick spots on the roadway, so something to monitor for the morning commute. 22 overnight, and then only topping out at 30 degrees for tomorrow, with breezy conditions out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping wind chills in the teens and maybe low 20s if we're lucky. We will have decreasing clouds for the day tomorrow. Stuck in the 20s for Wednesday and Thursday, and maybe even topping out in the low 30s on Friday before getting back above freezing Saturday afternoon. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Doug Myers on KVOE.
This is pharmacist Amber Haig. At Haig Pharmacy, we want you to get back to doing the things you love. The best way to ensure your wellness and safety is getting your COVID-19 vaccination. Our pharmacy has vaccine in stock and appointment times available each week. To schedule your COVID-19 vaccination, visit our website at haigpharmacy.com or call us at 342-1242, and a member of our staff will be happy to assist you. Help protect yourself and others by scheduling your COVID-19 vaccination today. That's Haig Pharmacy, keeping you safe and well.
KVOE live and local. Good morning on a Monday, 21st of February. It is 7:30, 43 degrees. We peaked at 59 yesterday. Overnight low down to 41. Barometric pressure falling to 29.66. Relative humidity 80%. Sunrise this morning 7:08. Setting this evening at 6:08. A south breeze gusting to 15. 43 degrees here at KVOE live and local. And our weather this morning, a service of Haig Pharmacy, where the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th. Good morning. It's 7:31.
Hey, Emporia. It's Mike Kennedy. My friends at TLC Marketing Consultants are Emporia's local business marketing leader. They can serve as your outsourced marketing department or assist you